With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Human rights lawyer Norman Shombe says tribalism is being driven by attitudes of superiority and deep-seated disrespect between cultural groups, warning that the trend is eroding national unity.
Your culture is a human right under our constitution. There's a human right to practice your own culture and religion. So it's a human right, and if you are discriminated, and not just discriminated in the sense that you don't get a job because you are from this particular language group or from this particular religion, but also that incitement of racial or tribal disharmony between people. You know, when you say nasty things, demeaning things, indignifying a person because of that person's looks or the person's culture or language, when you dehumanize a person, you're disrespecting that person's human rights to be a person of that particular culture. So the solution is, unfortunately, is a long-term issue. It must be a behavioral change that we are respecting each person because that person is a person, and not discriminate on them, on their cultures and their language and their physical looks, etc.
South Africa will open a smart paperless tourism visitor information center at OR Tambo International Airport tomorrow, offering real-time information on tourism, culture and heritage across all 9 provinces for G20 delegates and international visitors. Eswatini has confirmed for the first time that it received more than $5 million from the United States to accept migrants expelled under Washington's mass deportation program. The AFP news agency reports that the country has already taken in 15 men following deals the Trump administration reached with several African nations. A document shared by Human Rights Watch indicates Eswatini agreed to accept 160 deportees in exchange for the funds. And finally, Choppies Namibia has launched a new graduate program and signed agreements with the International University of Management and Triumphant College to support skills development and innovation. The retailer Smolatedi Khotla has more.
There's an opportunity for fresh graduates. A lot of employers are complaining that graduates are not job ready. So this is an opportunity to expose and give graduates the necessary skills and experience so that they are job ready. That's basically the long and short of the MOU. For a start, we'll be taking 10 graduates each from 2 universities. So that's basically 20. And of course, as we expand in Namibia, we'll definitely get more graduates.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.